Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada News Magazine. On the broadcast today, the president and CEO of Renown Health is here, Anthony Slonim. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Before the masks, before the distancing, before the world changed, UMC was ready. Our response to COVID-19 began before the crisis did, with our own team of infectious disease experts who've spent their careers planning for this moment. With a pandemic response plan we'd practiced again and again, and by blazing new trails in large-scale testing, including every patient we admit. Always ready. UMC.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Anthony Slonim. He is president and CEO of Renown Health, which is the major hospital in the Reno-Sparks area. You are also a doctor and you are also an author, so you have many titles here. Wanted to start out with you with a couple of reports over the weekend on the fact that the CDC has not given final approval yet to the COVID vaccines. And I was surprised to see that. I didn't really think that that had come out in the past couple of years. They gave emergency approval, but not the full approval. And that there are still a lot of people who are concerned about the vaccine because that CDC approval has not been there. Does that surprise you that people are that aware of the CDC?
Yeah, so Sam, I think it's the Food and Drug Administration that has the emergency use authorization.
You are correct, I'm sorry.
And they, you know, I think this is more process than it is anything else. It will ultimately be approved. It's been given many, many millions of times and has been demonstrated to be safe and effective. And so I don't expect, the question I guess is, why is the process taking so long? And I know for my colleagues around the country, the thing that's stopping short of them mandating vaccination for employees and employer groups is the fact that it still is under emergency use authorization, or what we call EUA for short. I don't know the reason, but it is a painful process. Even we'll remember getting up to just the emergency use authorization had everybody worried because the vaccines were here and ready to go. And so we'll see what the future holds. But hopefully over the next couple of months, the FDA will come through with their full approval.
Well, one of the things I guess, you know, one has to point out is bureaucracy tends to take its time. And you know, you don't usually have a vaccine that is approved in such a short period of time on any level.
Right.
But it was surprising to me that the public was aware enough that the percentage of the public who are not getting vaccinated was because of this. But let's talk more about this, because I got vaccinated, my wife got vaccinated. She has had issues with the flu vaccine over the years, yep. but she decided to go ahead and get this vaccine. Does it surprise you of how many people, the percentage of the population, that is still concerned and is not getting the vaccine?
You know, I think for many, many people, they are still worried. And it's not clear. I think, unfortunately, the world around us has become polarized around vaccination. And what we have to do is get rid of the misgivings, help people understand, and address their fears directly. You know, I have a former boss who used to say to me, there's nothing you can't solve with conversation. And getting through the conversation points about what makes people scared. There will always be holdouts. There will always be people who are worried. But I think now there are more data than there ever have been before about the safety and the efficacy of the vaccine. And so it is a worthwhile thing. And what we see in the world around us is the people that are getting sick are primarily the unvaccinated.
Well, you know, I have to admit that I was not going to be the first person in line to get the mm-hmm. vaccine. But once tens of millions of people literally had been vaccinated with no major ill effects, and I've told this story on the program before, but when I went to the fairgrounds here in Washoe County to get the vaccination, I pulled into the 10-minute waiting area mm-hmm. that they have, where if you're going to have an issue, you're supposed right. to honk your horn and somebody will come over and help you. And the guy came over to me and he said, okay, you're going to wait here 10 minutes. If you have a problem, honk your horn. And if you do honk your horn, you'll be the one in 10,000 that has an issue, right. and then laughed. And I thought, boy, that first of all, that's very comforting.
Yep.
But I wish that more people understood that the number of poor responses is so minimal by comparison with the millions of people we need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I think the one thing that the pandemic has certainly done for us, and as Americans, we're not prepared for the conversation, is it changes the conversation from one of health care, what you do for people when they're sick and injured, to one of health. Health is about prevention. It's about screening. You know, I'm educated as well in public health, and we spend a lot of time in the public health space, not treating disease, but preventing disease, screening for and anticipating the ill effects that might come. Some would say that by the time you reach the hospital or get into the healthcare arena, it's too late. You've missed the opportunity. And we know that for common chronic diseases like heart disease and diabetes and cancer, where they're all good and important screening methodologies, but people don't take advantage of them and don't follow the guidance of what those screening tests tell you. The pandemic has put that controversy front and center for us, because now we have to focus not on that we have the COVID vaccine, but what we do to prevent getting the virus.
From your perspective, running a major hospital and with so many outlets all across Northern Nevada, who do you want to direct the message to now to say, get the vaccine? Is it churches to be able to go out and say, tell your parishioners, you know, if you've been vaccinated, tell your parishioners that they need to go and do that? Do you need to go into communities of color and find the churches there, because at least there is a trust factor there?
Right.
And I guess the third leg of that stool is for young people, people in their late teens, early 20s, who are eligible for the vaccine, who, like all 20-year-olds, feel that they're invincible, to let them know, you know, it's not about you, it's about if there's a relative right. who cannot get the vaccine, you are endangering them.
That's exactly right, and I think it's all of those things, right, plus more. There are...
Tell me the plus more.
Yeah, there are several areas where I don't know that we've led the country through some of the controversies as it relates to the vaccine. I think early on we had the challenges with the elderly and seniors, which is why they were prioritized as the ones most at risk for vaccine administration. Well, now we know that there's a large segment of that population that is vaccinated and immune, that the younger generations are coming up more commonly. Why? Because they're unvaccinated and the vaccines were prioritized when they were a scarce resource. But I think that there has to be a leadership conversation more broadly about how we go about assuring that people understand, and this is not beat you in the head politics. This is helping people to understand where they may be at risk and what they can do to short-circuit this. You know, it's funny for me, and, you know, my father died from COVID last year. And he was an older man with lots of chronic conditions. And so he fit the prototype for what this looks like. But I have for a long time been an advocate of vaccinations and prevention long before they were in vogue. And I think we have to focus on that issue. Again, public health training, this is fundamental for that. It's not the medical model which says, okay, you are sick with this, let's give you the treatment for it. It is the prevention model, which people have tend to have a harder time with. And we've seen all the grumbling about that for now the year and a half that we've been in this mess.
So is this an opportunity that we still have time to get around, which is that there are lots of things that people are doing that are bad for their health, and that they could change their lifestyles and prevent a lot of diseases that are so common? Because, you know, it's only been in the last few months that the COVID deaths have gone past deaths from cancer,
right,
deaths from smoking, you know, and on and on.
Yes, completely. And we've known for a long time what some of the challenges are, the heart disease, cancer, how we make sure that we manage one of the most prevalent chronic diseases, diabetes mellitus, how we manage those things is through weight loss and good nutrition and exercise and all of the rest of it, not smoking and managing your stress. And all of those things come together. But they're hard for people, they're hard for all of us on the day-to-day unless you're deliberate about it. I was 38 years old when I was diagnosed with cancer. I'm now 20 years out from that diagnosis. And, you know, I was an advocate of public health long before I got my cancer treatment. And my cancer was one that would not have been predicted given my age group. But it is an important wake-up call that there are things that we know and can do to prevent serious chronic illness, and yet we fail to do them a majority of the time. We're too busy, maybe we're making an excuse, whatever the excuse is, we don't have the time. Well, you find the time when you're diagnosed with a condition, that's when you find the time to make your health more convenient.
Well, and isn't part of it the marketing of food products? You know, I'm a home cook, and I love to read cookbooks as a hobby. Mm-hmm. And in some of the books that I've been reading, when you go back to the 1970s, for example, the portion sizes for meat, 3 to 4 ounces at most. Now, 8 ounces for a hamburger is common.
Right.
And in fact, it's to the point where you talk to a restaurant owner and they say, well, if we didn't do an 8-ounce hamburger, people would think we were cheating them. Do we have to counter market to that?
I think that there is a point there, and I share your passion for cooking. Everything I learned how to cook, I learned from my grandmother when I was a young boy growing up in the house. And I think you're absolutely right. People feel as though something is taken away from them if they don't get a full portion size. We often will say at home as well, wow, why are we cooking so much food for just the two of us? Why are we not being more thoughtful? I don't need to have leftovers for the week. I can actually think through what my portion size looks like and how much I'm eating and fill that space with alternatives, like have a cup of tea, have some fruit, have some vegetables that are filling and more healthful for you than some of the bigger portion things that we tend to cook.
And whose responsibility is it? To provide that marketing? Is it the government's responsibility? Is it in part the food industry's responsibility? Because the lobbies for sugar and these other products are huge.
Oh, for sure. And they're, the amount of energy that goes into advocating, I think ultimately, and I think we are, over the course of decades, if you look back, have become certainly more aware. People exercise more now than they ever have before. I don't remember growing up my grandparents exercising at all.
But they also died at times in their mid-40s and
exactly,
mid-50s.
Exactly. I mean, my grandfather died of a heart attack when he was 52. And those are the things, though, that they were different challenges, right? People say, okay, we have more stress now than they did then. It was a simpler life. But
really, I think, going through World War I and World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War.
I think that we have.
There was stress.
There was certainly stress. I think it was different stress. And what we know is that stress, no matter what kind, it could be good. It could be having a baby. It could be getting married. It's still stress, and your body responds to it in quite the same way. And I think that one of the interesting things is how much more people have become active. There's certainly more nutritional advertising, to your point, than there has ever been before. Not all good. There is more advertising around how to maintain a healthy lifestyle. You see advertisements now for medication on TV that weren't there 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
But is that a good thing when men are showing up at their doctor's office and saying, well, should I take so-and-so drug, and it turns out that drug is for women?
I think it is okay, and here's
really?
Why.
Okay.
Because it creates a conversation. Men don't talk to their doctors about things. You know, it's a very interesting experience that men are reticent to bring up things that they think are unmasculine or sensitive, even to people like their doctor, where they're supposed to have a relationship. And so getting them to talk is step one. Even if it's misinformation, it gives the doctor an opportunity to engage with them differently about their health and their healthcare challenges. Because if you are asking about a medication that's for women and not for men, there's a fundamental educational opportunity there to teach them something about their body that they don't know.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with Tony Slonim. He is the head of Renown Health, and we'll be back after this.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Tony Slonim. He is the president and CEO of Renown Health. I don't want to go past this because it was a huge deal for you. In the middle of a crisis that you're dealing with at Renown, trying to take care of your share of Northern Nevada's health, your father catches COVID and passes, and yet you were not able to go there. How difficult was it for you to do both things at once, have the responsibility of running a major health organization at the same time dealing with this personal tragedy?
Well, you know, and thank you for bringing it up, Sam. We, as a family, have been very close for many, many years. And it's a struggle. And we all have struggles. We all go through things that are bothersome. And certainly none of us had ever expected the fallout from the pandemic. And so it adds stress, and you have to know how to manage that. And you have to take the time. I can distinctly remember on the day of my father's death, making sure that I was listening to all of the messages I usually give people. you have to take time for your personal health. You have to take time to grieve. You have to make sure that even though you can't travel, don't fill your day with more meetings, because you need this time to step away, reflect, remember the legacy that he provided and all of the great things. He's a very, very good family man. Remember all of the amazing things he did as the leader of our family, and respect him for that. And I'm excited that we are finally going to have a chance to be in person for memorializing my father in September with a great family event that he would have appreciated, actually. But you have to make time for those things, particularly in a world that is running so chaotically with a lot of unknowns.
All right, let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Anthony Slonim. He is the president of CEO of Renown Health. We were just talking in the break there. You actually turned your parking garage into an extension of the hospital for COVID. Is that still in operation? Are you still, you know, going to keep that open?
It's not open at the moment for patients, and we're talking about the opportunity for when we might dismantle that. We're still seeing escalation in the numbers, particularly around the COVID variant that's come to town, and we're going through some hotspot challenges, but we're thinking about when we can close that down. It looks as though we'll be, now with more and more people vaccinated, the need for that is pretty much past its time.
At this point, what percentage of your beds at Renown are occupied?
By COVID patients?
No, just overall, because...
We're running, actually, people are less likely to come to the hospital now, even for preventive things or things that they might have ordinarily done. So we have plenty of beds. The beds are not a problem at the moment as they were in the heart of the pandemic.
As we're seeing Southern Nevada, and obviously because of the gaming industry, there is great concern that there has been an increase in the COVID infections down in Southern Nevada. And there are other places that are saying, you know, watch out for Las Vegas, it's a hot spot.
Right.
The convention authority is putting out its message as get vaccinated. Do you have concerns that we're going to have remasking in Northern Nevada as well? Have that been the conversations you've been having over the weekend?
Yeah, I certainly worry about the current surges. We here in Washoe County have not had the kinds of surges that they've experienced down in Clark County, but we certainly are aware of them. I don't know that we'll reach that same threshold of needing to mask. I know that some counties in California and LA City, for example, have started to remask. And it's also this delicate balance, Sam, of, again, not only for our gaming industry that people realize we are open for business, but we're finding that people are putting off preventive care and health care things they need because they're worried about going to the hospital. The hospitals are safe. You can get the care that you need. Don't put it off. Get the screening, get the treatment, get the surgery if you need the surgery. We're seeing people put off fundamental things because they're worried about acquiring the virus within the hospital. We have, we deal with infectious pathogens all the time, COVID vaccine and others. We're still required by CDC guidance to mask in the hospital and in healthcare facilities. And so you can get the care that you need safely and in a protected environment. That's an important message for people here.
I have so many other things I want to talk to you about. But we had to spend, because of the circumstances, talking about COVID. So please come back and let's talk about all the other issues that are going on, because there is certainly plenty in the medical world.
Happy to do so. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, and thank you for being here. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.